بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019. Discrimination in the distribution of public resources and granting special privileges and tolerating economic cheaters, all of which result in injustice, are strictly forbidden. Moreover, ignoring classes in need of support is never acceptable. These words have been frequently repeated in the form of policies and laws, but for a proper implementation, we place our hope in the young people to do it. And if the leadership of the various sectors of the country is entrusted to young, revolutionary, wise, and competent young people, who are not few in numbers, thanks be to God, this hope will be fulfilled, God willing. National independence means the freedom of the nation and the state from the imposition and bullying of the domineering powers of the world. And social freedom means the right for every member of the society to decide, act, and think, both of which are Islamic values. They are divine gifts bestowed upon humans, and none of them is a gift to be offered to the people by the state. Governments are obliged to provide the two above-mentioned rights. The importance of freedom and independence is well known by those who have fought for it.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Iranian nation is among them, thanks to the 40-year jihad. The current independence and freedom of the Islamic Iran were achieved by the blood of hundreds of thousands of honorable, brave, and self-sacrificing human beings, often young, but all in the high ranks of humanity. This fruit of the pure tree of the revolution cannot be put at risk by naive and sometimes biased justifications. All, especially the government of the Islamic Republic, are obligated to do their utmost to protect it. Obviously, independence should not be defined as the confinement of the politics and the economy of the country within its borders, and freedom should not be defined in opposition to divine ethics, law, values, and public rights. National dignity, foreign relations, defining borderlines in relations with the enemy. The three are branches of the principle of dignity, wisdom, and expediency in international relations. The global scene today witnesses a phenomena that are unfolding or will unfold in the near future. The new dynamism of the Islamic awakening movement based on the model of resistance to the U.S. and Zionist domination.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.